Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
People always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
That's Missouri Senate candidate Todd Akin speaking yesterday on the JACO Report on KTVI in St. Louis. Now, that has gone national. You've probably read about it on any number of websites. The president actually responded to it as one of the first questions he was asked in a press conference today. He had a few things to say about Mr. Akin's comments, and there has been an apology or withdrawal forthcoming from Todd Akin. I want to know what you think about his rape and abortion comments. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's August the 20th. Give us a call with your reaction, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have made some space at our Facebook fan page for your reaction to Todd Akin's comments and your comments on the situation in general. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you make of his comments? Moreover, what do you make of the argument often made by pro-lifers or people who claim to be pro-life, and it's made by those who are pro-choice, that rape is a legitimate exception? Even if you're pro-life, it should be an exception to the rule permitting abortion. That's what Todd Akin was trying to respond to when he was asked the question on the JACO Report. What do you make of the argument he was trying to respond to? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, as we listen to this story from NBC Today Show, I want your reaction to Congressman Akin's initial remarks, and where do you stand on the abortion in cases of rape argument? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin is quickly backing off a comment he made on Sunday that victims of, quote, legitimate rape rarely get pregnant. NBC's Capitol Hill correspondent Kelly O'Donnell has that story for us. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. Well, it's one of the most dangerous things for a candidate, saying something that ignites a controversy. And that has happened for Todd Akin, who's been a member of Congress for 12 years, after he made comments about the difficult subject of rape. A big primary victory just 2 weeks ago for veteran Missouri Congressman Republican Todd Akin, favored to win one of the most watched U.S. Senate races in the country. But suddenly, Akin is swept up by national attention.
Congratulations on the primary win.
A stir that began with a local TV interview on Sunday. A strong social conservative and vocal opponent of abortion rights and measures like the morning after pill. Akin was asked if he could support an abortion exception for who are raped.
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
All right. I want to know what you think. What's your reaction to Congressman Akin's comments there, his initial comments, 1-877-623-6943. And where do you stand on the issue of abortion and rape. The argument is often made by both those who are pro-choice and some who are pro-life that it ought to be an exception. The pro-choicers say it ought to be the exception that is the kind of the thin edge of the wedge in the door. If you can accept, you can make an exception there. You can make exception through 9 months of pregnancy. Pro-lifers, they'll say, well, it's hard for me to find a way not to make an exception. There we have very famous pro-life politicians who will say they're pro-life. And then when asked, they make the exception in the case of rape. What do you make of that exception? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MIIE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address and our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, everybody misspeaks. I talk for a living. I do it all the time. Most of the time, you find a way of correcting yourself in mid-sentence or correcting yourself a few sentences later. The soundbite culture that we live in, especially when it's a television camera pointed in your face, makes that a little more difficult. What you said, you may have wanted to correct it. You may have tried to correct it. You may have realized you misspoke. And that's what Todd Akin is claiming he did. He misspoke. Everybody does do it. So we give him that. What do you make of his initial remarks when he was trying to respond to the rape exception for abortion? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
On the medical science, experts estimate that of 64,000 reported rapes in 2004, about 3,200 likely resulted in pregnancy. Akin really touched a nerve when he referred to, quote, legitimate rape. His campaign opponent, the Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, called Akin sincere but misguided.
I mean, frankly, I think like most women, when we heard the statement, it was, are you kidding? It was a stunner, just jaw-dropping and hard to comprehend.
On damage control, Akin responded with a written statement. In reviewing my off-the-cuff remarks, it's clear that I misspoke. He goes on, it does not reflect the deep empathy I hold for the thousands of women who are raped and abused every year. Akin later tweeted, to be clear, all of us understand that rape can result in pregnancy, and I have great empathy for all victims. I regret misspeaking. The most powerful Republicans in the party, who also oppose abortion rights, quickly distanced themselves from Akin. Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan disagree with Mr. Akin's statement, and a Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in instances of rape. And a couple of other Republican congressmen who are also running for Senate have criticized Todd Akin, Jeff Flake of Arizona, Denny Rayberg of Montana, who said he strongly condemns what he said. The whole campaign committee, who's trying to get more Republicans in the Senate, said it was right for Akin to say he misspoke. Savannah?
All right, Kelly O'Donnell on the Hill for us. Thank you.
All right, there's the story from NBC's Today Show. What's your reaction? 1-877-623-6943. There's a lot to react here to. That would be the initial reaction, the withdrawal from Todd Akin, but also the statement from the Romney and Ryan camp, who say that they still support the exception of rape for abortion. And that's right in line with the Republican platform. It makes an exception for rape, incest, and life of the mother, otherwise claims to be pro-life. What do you make of the rape exception? It's an appeal to compassion. It certainly is. But can you think of an argument against it? Is there one? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MIIE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. We're talking about Missouri Senate candidate Congressman Todd Akin's remarks about rape and abortion. Kevin is listening in Webster Groves, Missouri. Kevin, thanks for waiting on the line.
Thank you. I have a couple things to say. First of all, the argument that rape should be an exception is not at all a logical or compassionate argument. It's a terrible thing for a woman to carry a pregnancy after she's been raped. Seems to me it's a lot more terrible to kill the child to punish the father, I guess. It's as if the child has to die for the sin of the father. If you think about history, and all the armies that have passed through different cultures and all the rapes that have occurred, there's probably not anyone alive who isn't the result of a rape at some point in history. It just seems like an illogical argument to say if someone's raped, they should be able to kill their baby. It doesn't make any sense. And the second thing I'd like to point out is nothing he said initially was factually incorrect. So I'm not sure why he withdrew or apologized for his statement. I'm more disappointed in the apology than the initial comment.
Kevin, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Webster Groves. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Cody in Concordia, Texas says, the whole fiasco demonstrates the complete inadequacy of politicians' understanding of the pro-life cause. Representative Aiken claims that abortion in the cases of rape is an impossibility, so we needn't discuss it. The Romney campaign responds by saying a Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in the instances of rape. This demonstrates a complete misunderstanding of why one should oppose abortion in the first place, says Cody. Cody says, if we can claim abortion is wrong, and we must, it is wrong because it involves the murder of a child. The circumstances of that child's conception notwithstanding, to state the case otherwise makes one pro-punishment. Not pro-life, as I often said. Smartest listeners in radio, thanks for listening down in Texas. Cody, what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. Trying to get all your reaction in on Missouri Senate candidate Congressman Todd Akin's remarks about rape and abortion, his subsequent apology and withdrawal, reaction from both President Obama, from the press, and from the Romney and Ryan camp. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your reaction to Aiken's comments, and how do you respond to the so-called rape exception for abortion? We'll be right back. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Redeemer Lutheran, Mandeville, Louisiana. Our Savior Lutheran, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Louisville, Nebraska. Grace Lutheran, Warminster, Pennsylvania. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. Emmanuel Lutheran, Pensacola, Florida, St. Athanasius Lutheran, Vienna, Virginia, and Emmaus Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Holy Cross Evangelical Lutheran Church, Albany, Oregon, is a Mid-Willamette Valley LCMS congregation where the liturgy lives and God's people worship as one, with sound biblical doctrine, weekly communion, and a clear confession of Christ crucified for the sin of the world. Please join us at 2515 Queen Avenue Southeast or visit our website at www.HolyCrossLutheranAlbany.org.
We have a special premium for first-time donors to Issues Etc. It's the new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mousepad. We'll send it to you for your first-time donation to Issues Etc. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make your first-time gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines live this Monday afternoon, August the 20th. We're getting a reaction to Missouri Senate candidate Congressman Todd Akin's remarks about rape and abortion, his subsequent withdrawal of those remarks, And, of course, the flurry of media attention that it has garnered. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Springfield, Illinois, where Mike is waiting on the line. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, yes. I just wanted to take Mr. Aiken's comments and look at him in reverse order. His last comment on we don't want to punish a child, we want to punish a father. That's something we can agree with, that there is a sin committed here, and the punishment goes to the father. We don't want to heap sin upon sin and burden the mother with a sin that she's committing, aborting her child. The middle part of his comment, he mentioned that the woman's body shuts down. I haven't really heard of that. I'm not a medical expert, but to me it seems like maybe a stretch medically perhaps. But I think the comment of his that made the most noise is his initial comment on the legitimate rape, and that makes it sound like that there are instances or cases where rape is permissible or acceptable. But rape is always a crime, and when he says it's legitimate, that makes it sound like that bad. It's not really against the law. And I think that's really his big misspeak there.
Mike, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Springfield. Now, I heard Aiken's legitimate rape comment as kind of a way of saying, and I can't read the man's mind, but what I heard there was, well, not every claim of rape is rape. Is it a legitimate claim of rape? But, of course, he's withdrawn the statement, so what he actually meant by it is probably moot right now. Anne is listening in Crestwood, Missouri. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Todd. I was listening to so much radio today from the time I got up, and everybody without exception opposed what he said. He had no support, or no one had the nerve to get on the radio and say they supported him in any way. And it makes me think that the pro-life ranks, well, are they thinning further? That's scary. I was upset with what Romney said, and it feels like we're on a sinking ship.
And thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Crestwood. I don't know if the pro-life ranks are thinning. I think our thinking is rather thin, because there is a, and I'll share it with you before the hour is out, there is a perfect response to the abortion should be an exception, or should have an exception in rape. There's a perfect response to it. It doesn't require rocket science or a degree in ethics or in medicine or in criminology. It just... walking through what the argument actually is and seeing how actually deadly that argument turns out to be. And many of our listeners have caught on to it. Jerry responds by saying, two kingdoms. In a political world, my best guess is that if abortion is made illegal, there will be exceptions in the case of rape and incest. But that's the political world, and it's probably all we can ever expect. Speaking pragmatically there, Jerry, I understand that completely. Jerry continues, however, a life is a life, and the last part of what Mr. Aiken said is still correct, and you're quite right. We don't punish the human being who is conceived because he or she was conceived in rape. To be hard-hearted here, however, rape is terrible, and all that we do, that we can do compassionately to help the person who has been raped, this includes helping her not to take the life of the innocent. This is the kingdom of grace, and it's the only one that really matters. A political law saves neither life nor soul. We always have laws against murder, but it doesn't stop murder. In grace, we may be able to save a life and two souls. Thank you very much, Jerry. Mary listens in Illinois. She says, this is a much more complicated issue than it appears at first blush. What was the one of the initial rallying cries of the pro-abortion movement? What about the poor woman who has been raped? Obviously, the answer is that a baby is a baby no matter how it was conceived, and that the child shouldn't be punished for the crime of the father. Many in the pro-life movement took a step further and pulled the statistics together to prove that very few babies were actually conceived because of assault of rape. I believe that is what Aiken inartfully was trying to say. The numbers I have on this issue of rape and pregnancy are a few decades old, but I bet the numbers would be even lower with the proliferation of women using birth control pills. How about getting an OBGYN to give us the medical perspective? And look, none of us are medical experts here. Whether or not women conceive as the result of rape is not really the issue, because if even one woman conceives as a result of rape, then the argument will still be made. That's one abortion that should happen, right? Jason is listening in Texas, but you're right. We should have someone on to actually give us the medical data. You're absolutely right. Jason in Texas says, I think it's important to raise the issue of legitimate rape. I also feel that two wrongs don't make a right. How could I expect a woman not informed by her Christian faith to be able to carry, bear, and raise a child? I don't expect it would be... I wouldn't require it, though. I would try to help the mother any way I could. It is a bad situation either way. Could going forward with an abortion make it even worse? Certainly, but I can't see that the government should compel a woman to carry the child, but informed by her faith, I think she could. Changing hearts and minds is what we need to be about, not coercion. Thanks for considering my comments, and thanks for listening in Texas, Jason. Well, earlier today, President Obama responded to Congressman Akin's remark. Here he is.
Let me first of all say the views expressed were offensive. Rape is rape. And the idea that we should be parsing and qualifying and slicing what types of rape we're talking about doesn't make sense to the American people, and certainly doesn't make sense to me. So what I think these comments do underscore is why we shouldn't have a bunch of politicians, a majority of whom are men, making healthcare decisions on behalf of women. And so although these particular comments have led Governor Romney and other Republicans to distance themselves, I think the underlying notion that we should be making decisions on behalf of women for their healthcare decisions or qualifying forcible rape versus non-forcible rape, I think those are broader issues, and that is a significant difference in approach between me and the other party. But I don't think that they would agree with the senator from Missouri in terms of his statement, which was way out there.
That was President Obama reacting to Todd Akin's comments, and he said that they were offensive. Rape is rape. We shouldn't be parsing what kinds of rape that is. It's interesting. A baby is a baby, too. And I don't think we should be parsing what kind of a human being it is. A life is a life, right? Just as truly as rape is rape. I agree with the president. Rape is rape, but a baby is also a baby. Daniel in Hampton, Virginia says, what pro-life advocates have been saying for years is that abortion is not a woman's rights issue. It's a baby's rights issue. Regardless of the circumstances of conception, the product is a living human being with rights of his or her own. I think that is what the gentleman was trying to get across in a misquoted, misspoken sort of way. And thanks for listening in Virginia. Well, look, politicians are going to misspeak. They're going to do it to their great detriment. They may even do it this I think, because it's elicited a big hoorah from the Romney and Ryan camp in favor of the abortion exception, probably has done more damage than just to one politician's reputation or prospects for being a U.S. senator from Missouri. It has it's put the admittedly pro-life president and his VP on the record saying, hey, we think that if you're raped, you can get an abortion, and we got no problem with that. And that is tragic. Tragic in the extreme. What's wrong with the rape exception argument? First of all, it's not relevant to abortion on demand. This is what Frank Beckwith in his book called Politically Correct Death says. He says, to argue for abortion on demand from the hard cases of rape or incest, listen carefully, is like trying to argue for the elimination of traffic laws from the fact that one might have to violate some of them in rare circumstances, such as when one's spouse or child needs to be rushed to the hospital, proving an exception to a rule, even if there was one, does not establish a general rule or does not establish the exception as the rule. Well, those who are arguing for abortion on demand, when they raise the issue of rape, what they're really trying to argue for is abortion on demand, not an exception. They don't believe in exceptions. President Obama doesn't believe in exceptions wherein people should have abortions. He believes that the exception is the rule. For whatever reason you want to have an abortion. Number two, the baby isn't the criminal here. We don't punish the baby. We punish the rapist. Now, is it going to be difficult for the mother to bear this child, maybe even raise this child or put this child up for adoption? Absolutely. But the baby is the last person who should be punished for the crime of rape. the baby was not in on the crime in any way whatsoever. And to abort that child is to take that child's life. So let's remember that it's the rapist who's the criminal, and abortion cannot be justified on the basis that the unborn is somehow in on the crime. Number three, there's an assumption here that the baby isn't fully human. Now, if you accept that, like pro-choice people do, that the baby isn't fully human, then there shouldn't be any reason stopping you from aborting the child in the case of rape or in the case of just deciding to abort the child for no good reason if the child is not human. But if the child is a human being, just like you and me, then you can never justify killing one person because another person has committed a crime. We don't do this in our criminal justice system. We don't punish innocent people for crimes they didn't commit. And to abort a human being in a mother's womb for a crime that his or her father committed is ludicrous. Homicide of another is never justified to relieve even the emotional distress of a mother, as bad as it may be. Folks, please help us defend life from beginning to end by making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, etc. Any size gift is deeply appreciated. And for first-time donors, we will send you the new Issues, etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. It's brand new, only for first-time donors. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues, etc. Send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the difficult summer months. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.